You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and if you're unfamiliar with this hour on radio, it's the show where for the next hour I'll be doing a little variety, playing you some music that I found at the CJSF archive here, as well as kind of talking a little bit myself and doing a little bit of talk radio. But on the outset of our program today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? Kind of had a slower week this week. I kind of got a little bit sick last Friday, so I've been kind of bedridden for the most part of the week, kind of just getting over this like cold and whatnot, so a little bit unproductive for me, but nonetheless, I'm back on my feet this morning. Me and the lady went to the swimming pool, a little bit of swimming, mostly some saunaing, so I'm back at school ready to be a productive member of society again. Just last night, just for a school thing, I'm taking a geography class that's about urban politics in geography, and there's an assignment to like engage and participate with some sort of urban politics on the ground, so I thought what better way include my sort of hobby of skateboarding in that. So I went and sat in on a Vancouver Skateboard Coalition meeting last night, which is something that's been around in Vancouver for a very long time. I heard from Michelle, who is the owner of Antisocial, who where the meeting was held, it was held at the skate shop, that the VSC's been like running for like 28 years now, and sort of they kind of act as the voice between, you know, policymakers and the skateboarding community on like what skateboarding needs in Vancouver and what amenities are needed, and they run events and whatnot. Super cool stuff. I've always wanted to get involved, so what better way to do it just for, you know, 10% of a grade for school as well. So sat in on the meeting last night, which was super, super cool. Kind of funny, like, I was, like, expecting there to be, like, a lot of people, because, like, I've seen the event through the grapevine, and I was like, okay, like, you know, I kind of know some of the people there, so might as well stop in, but, like, I feel like I'll be mostly doing some listening, because, like, this is my first meeting of sorts, and don't really know what's been going on in the scene, so, you know, I'm just gonna sit in the back and be quiet. Arrived, and I was like the only person there, pretty much. I mean, you know, everyone, all the staff of the VSC were there, you know, like, but everyone else except for me were on the board, which I thought was really funny. And I actually knew a surprising amount of them, which was super cool. And so, super chill meeting. Talked about the All Aboard event that's happening soon at Granville Island. I think it's like on November 23rd and 24th, basically, which is a big event, sort of to bridge the gap between skateboarding's like sort of dead season. Obviously, you can't really skate in the rain, and the parks kind of become a little bit moot when the rain comes and it's just too slippery to skate, which is kind of following in this big sort of, you know, this big call that skateboarders have been asking the city for a indoor or covered skate spot for a very long time now, especially since it rains so much in Vancouver, and since, you know, coincidentally, Vancouver just has such a big skateboarding scene here. And so All Aboard is just this event they do, sort of also like geared towards the youth to sort of like allow youth to sort of engage with skateboarding and like, you know, get interested in it and like, you know, try it out. And they've got like, you know, they do little lessons and whatnot, and they've got a bunch of ramps and, you know, loaner skateboards and whatnot. They also host the Green Ramp, which is something I've been going to for the last like 4 years or so. Granville Island very graciously loans them out. I don't know what the space is called. It's like right next to the market. It's this little covered area. Very often during like the spring to the into the summer, I always see like big cedar trees in this area where like a lot of like indigenous people are like carving things into this cedar tree. But yeah, for the wintertime, they loan out to the VSC and they build a big, like, you know, a pretty decent size, like, mini ramp, honestly, like, honestly, even like I would say a little big for me sometimes, but super cool stuff and looking to get involved in that and looking. Yeah, so coincidentally enough, like, I kind of did know, like, most of the people at the meeting, and now I guess I'm part of the VSC, which is kind of cool. Like, kind of was just, like, looking for this one time to go see it just for the school assignment, but, you know, now here I am. Like, I think it makes a lot of sense because it's, like, kind of what I'm studying to and what I'm interested into, like, sort of advocating for some of the policy side of, like, skateboarding, especially with, like, you know, I think the VSC has an important part in that like, in Vancouver, skateboarding was, like, straight up banned for a couple of years in, like, the early to mid-90s, which is super interesting because I think Vancouver as a skate scene and a, you know, a skate city has changed a lot from the early 90s, where it was kind of touted to be this, like, skateboarding mecca, like, pros and, you know, skate tourists alike would come and visit and go to such events, like, at the Pacific Coliseum, like, the Skate City, Slam City Jam, which, like, attract a lot of pro skaters and whatnot, so interesting to visit the meeting, and it was a cool little thing, and also, like, I mean, because it was a small group, it kind of just felt like hanging out at Antisocial, like, normal, so it was super cool and kind of got to put in my two cents as well. They were also, like, a bit talking about, you know, does anybody know about any, like, covered spaces where we could run such, like, you know, pop events? Not a covered space, but just recently, like, maybe last weekend, actually, I don't know the name of the plaza exactly. It's the plaza that's, like, right next to City Hall, the one on Broadway and Canby. But they just have, like, a big open, you know, concrete plaza there where there's just, like, a bunch of ping pong tables and some, like, picnic tables and whatnot. Nothing too big, but they put up a bunch of ramps and stuff there and just, like, had a little pop event. And so I was thinking, in terms of, like, a winter covered area, what better spot than, like, the AQ? Like, I feel like that space is, like, at times pretty underutilized. I would say, like, maybe, you know, 75% of the year, like, the AQ up here at SFU is just this big, humongous plaza that has, you know, like, a plastic roof covering that's, like, dry most of the year. And so, you know, that would be super cool. I don't really know what the logistics or, you know, I also understand the Vancouver Skate Coalition is, like, in Vancouver and not Burnaby, so I don't really know how that works. But, man, I'm kind of walking to the AQ coming to school today. I was kind of daydreaming about, like, man, if we could run, like, a cool little pop-up event, skateboarding event for the university students in the AQ, I feel like that would be super dope. Like, I feel like a lot of people really enjoy that. Anyways, just a little passing thought I had there. Had a great time in that meeting, and if you ever want to come and check what that's out, check out what those meetings are like. I think it's, like, the first Wednesday of the month, which is funny. Someone was saying that, like, oh, maybe no one got the memo of the meeting, and Michelle's like, no way, man, like, it's been the first Wednesday of every month for the last 28 years, like, there's no way. So there you go. Anyways, we're gonna get to some music over here. For my first track this week, I brought a song by Ghostly Kisses. Here is On and Off on CJSF 90.1 FM. Oops. This one.
Fade the sun away.
And welcome back. That last track right there was Beat Mole, The Wolf and the Raven, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Kind of gives me that, when I was listening to that song, it kind of reminds me of some of the soundtrack of, it's like an older anime by the people who made, what's it called? By the people, the studio who made, like, the Fate series, like, made the Fate adaptations to anime. They did, like, a little spin-off called The Garden of Sinners, which is also based on, a visual novel. Kind of reminds me of that, kind of, like, a little bit ambient, but, like, got a little bit of a, like, a breakbeat to it soundtrack. Kind of reminded me of that. That's kind of why I picked that one. Just before the break, I was talking a little bit about my, my time at the Vancouver Skate Coalition meeting yesterday, and kind of just, like, thinking about that more between those songs there, thinking about, like, the possibility of, running an event here, like, what that would look like, because the VSC likes to run events to, like, get people into skateboarding and kind of show people that it's, like, you know, not as, maybe, not as hooligan as one might think, but, like, you know, a pretty positive form of physical activity as well. And I've been kind of proposing this idea that, like, I think that the AQ would just be, like, such a good space for, like, a little pop-up. I think it's, like, relatively, like, underutilized, so it'd be, like, super cool to have some sort of, like, event in that, like, AQ plaza that's, like, completely covered from the rain. But I really wonder, like, kind of thinking about, like, who for, because it's, like, I don't know, I'm thinking about, like, my peers and stuff, like, not a lot of people, like, hang out at SFU, and so the logistics-wise, like, to do that, it would kind of have to be, like, an off hours, because, you know, people kind of need to, like, get to the library and whatnot, you know, but I think it would be a really cool thing to have, but I just kind of wonder, like, who would be for, because, like, I don't really think SFU as a school has, like, a humongous skate population. Like, not like UBC does, where it has warranted a park. Like, UBC actually has a park and, like, some, like, pretty phenomenal skate, like, street spots at UBC. Like, I remember going there as, like, a kid and thinking, like, UBC kind of felt like a Tony Hawk game. The way that there's, like, so many spots and everything's sort of skatable. But yeah, there's just, like, not that same, like, you know, there's not that same skate culture here. And maybe that's just because it's, like, Burnaby, or I'm not sure, like, what the reason is, but, like, I kind of wonder what that would look like, you know? Because, like, I don't know if people, like, still think skateboarding is, like, cool, you know? I think it's cool. Like, I think it's cool because, like, I'm doing it, but, like, you know, I think there was, like, a time during COVID where everybody was, like, buying a board and skateboarding was, like, really popular again and, like, kind of had, like, a little bit of an uptick and everybody wanted to learn how to do this stuff because everybody wanted, you know, everyone had a ton of time at home and wanted to do something like that, you know, and I don't really know if that's, like, reflected anymore. Like, I really wonder, I don't know how many SFU students, like, really listen, you know, to my program, but I really wonder, like, you know, what that would look like, and if we were to, if the VSC were to, like, run an event here, if it would be, like, kind of, like, more, like, a late bloomers kind of thing, like, a welcome to skateboarding, like, you know, try out skateboarding rather than, like, sort of, like, just building a little pop-up, you know, like, just sort of more, like, geared towards beginners is what I'm thinking about. Maybe, like, having, like, a little, not, like, lesson, but, like, you know, some sort of guided thing, you know, I don't know, who knows, but I'm excited about the idea, don't know if it's feasible yet. I'm kind of not really in the coalition, but kind of am now, I guess. So I'm curious. That's all. Anyways, on to some more music here. I've got a song called Cafe Olé by Doohickey Cubicle here on CJSF 90.1 FM.